Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I want to do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 186, recorded on June 12th, 2014.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
I'm Afro Monkey.
And I'm Mazza. Welcome to the Shaft, everybody!
I got a confession.
Confessions!
My real name is Paul Lockhart.
Oh, his real name is Superman!
No. It's Paul Lockhart.
Paul Lockhart.
Afro Monkey is just something that someone randomly tattooed on my back.
Really?
Yeah, and I just... I got it from porn site. Sorry.
I thought you were born Afro Monkey.
No, that is not my God-given.
Okay, well, call me Learnt.
You are Learnt.
I'm now Learned.
It's not Learned.
I'm Learnt.
You're Learnt.
I'm Learnting.
You got to accentuate the T.
You got the smarts. You got the smarts there, Brent.
You got to accentuate the T that's in that word.
You got
word.
A gift. You got a gift there, Sam.
Yeah, you got a gift.
The gift. The gift of gab.
Yo.
Gab.
Gift of a gab.
Okay. I'm speaking specifically to RP Gamer. Remember when Wes, during the last DWPP, broke out the Kraken? And I kept drinking some of it because Pam brought it, and I got kind of toe up.
That means the feet are in the air, so his toes are in the air. It's meaning toe up.
I think you're taking it a little bit too literal.
It's not Torah. It's Torah.
Toe up.
Toe up. Yeah, like you fell down because you drank so much that now you're toe up.
His toes are pointing.
Your toes are in the air.
I had something planned.
It was better than ass down.
But I'm gonna refrain because Brent has ruined it.
I'm sorry I ruined the best story ever.
So if anyone is sad about not hearing the best story that has ever been told.
Nope.
And I had to tell them that it was not the best story because it had nothing to do with trains.
You can send all your hate mail to Brent Copeland.
Or getting drunk. No, actually, I think it did have to do with getting drunk. I wouldn't even say drunk.
I would say drizzunk.
Or toe up.
Toe up.
Are we going back to toe up now?
Because you ruined it
every time.
We've got to thank our sponsors for the show.
Hey,
this week.
Hey, Maz.
Hey,
cold ankles.
So we say toe up down here in the South. What do you say down there in the Australs? Yeah.
About what? Tits up.
Okay, tits up.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so close.
What does that mean?
It means
like tits up means like fell over.
And it means tits up. You had a little too much alcohol.
Pissed.
Oh, okay.
All right. Speaking of which, I need to use the restroom now.
Oh, God. Whoa. So while he's doing that, I will tell you about our wonderful sponsors today. That we got a bunch of great sponsors that actually sponsor the show through Patreon these days.
Yeah.
Like we have a list of people who sponsor through Patreon.
No, we don't, you jackass. Don't be saying stuff like that. I can't just pull magical list out of my butt.
Yeah.
Because last show you said you'd do that.
I don't believe it. I think you're making that up. That was like 2 weeks ago. No one can remember that far back. That's not a thing people do. So stop.
Have a time.
All you folks who have been helping us out at Patreon, we freaking love you.
Yeah.
Hey, and if you want to help out at Patreon to see all the cool stuff you can get, go to patreon.com/deadworkersparty. We've been doing morning coffee almost every morning. We had two songs so far in the past couple weeks for Morning Coffee. So
Morning Coffee.
Since you guys mentioned it, I've wanted to join. Lately, I've had bouts of insomnia.
Yeah.
And I don't go to bed till 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But what time do you guys normally start for Morning Coffee? I want to be on a morning
coffee. It really depends because we basically do it when we get in the office. So most days it's like 10:30.
If we don't stream,
I'll tell you what. I will be on TeamSpeak and on Skype as soon as I wake up every morning. If you see me,
our first guest on Morning Coffee.
There you go.
Yeah,
yeah, that'll be awesome.
All right,
we'll do it.
We'll do that.
Yeah, yes,
definitely.
We'll do. Well, even tomorrow.
And also, in the chat room,
I must love you guys because I'm on two podcasts.
I'm going to shut you guys up. You're all too close to your microphones, especially Afro. Yeah. You're just peeking out. This is the worst.
Every being loud, the Australians.
Okay, every other time people tell me I'm talking too f***ing quiet.
I think you're
and
great,
all of a sudden,
I think it's great.
Maz is telling me I'm too loud.
Whoa.
It's great stuff. Whoa. Maz has sensitive ears, I think is the problem. So.
Yeah.
So
Australia.
And he's pissed.
Yeah. he sounds it.
Okay, so.
I am one kind of pissed, that's sure.
Let me finish this real quick. So, I want to thank everybody on Patreon at patreon.com/deadworkersbard. But we do have some actual individual and server sponsors this week. The first one is from Cold Ankles, who sponsored last week's episode, which didn't happen. So we'll do that one this week, and we'll do the next one next week. Who says, I finally remembered to sponsor again.
I'll read the next one.
Yeah.
Okay, the server one.
Now I was going to read the next individual one.
We're going to do that next week. That's from the same guy.
Cold ankles.
It's hilarious if I do both of them.
Cold ankles.
Oh, it's gone now. I guess you can't.
No. You jerk.
We can do it. We'll do it 2 weeks in a row. Go ahead, Dave.
Jerk.
That. Just that.
Shank you, cold ankles.
Well, I can't do it now because you deleted it.
I didn't delete it. Not even the Australian.
Wow.
Australians are thieves.
Things are crazy around here.
They steal cats out of docks all the time. All right. I didn't that.
So are
you going to read it?
I can't read it. It's gone.
Control Z. Control Z is your friend.
All right,
apparently it's not. Oh,
no,
God.
I tried that, you jackass.
So, server sponsor Cindy K says,
join us at playminecats.com for perfect Minecraft fun. We have a new AquaShock map on the L2D server. How well do you swim?
Nice.
Not very well.
Can you say perfect one more time?
Perfect.
Just that.
Just that.
Just that.
Just that.
That's nice.
Just that. So we also got the Minecraft camp.
Oh, yes.
Which we missed out last week because we weren't here. So we'll give them an extra week, too, just because we're a gentleman.
Gentleman.
It's an awesome camp.
Yes.
It has. Afro's been there twice, actually, this year.
No. I'm not old. I mean, I'm not young enough to go to this camp.
Well, I know. You were parked outside looking at all the kids.
Yeah.
That's
why you always try to make me sound like a pervert, you bastard.
Wow. That came out wrong. Sorry, let's start over.
Wow.
But I actually wish that they would make a camp exactly like Minecraft camp, but for adults.
Yeah, with the pool
and alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, that would be awesome. We're gonna do it.
Wait.
We're gonna start it.
Adult beverages. Sorry,
October Columbus Day weekend.
Yes.
We will have Minecraft computer camp out here. You will learn nothing.
Yeah, we won't teach you.
No, but there will be drinks in Minecraft.
Yeah,
and adults.
Nice.
Okay, but back to our sponsor here, Minecraft Camps, which I'm sure they're happy to be bookshelfed in with this info.
Yeah.
Here, Imagination Computer Camps at computercamps.com. They have an extreme Minecraft camp where you can actually learn how to program Java, or your kids can. Or if you're a kid, you can learn. This is for teens. There are a bunch of weeks where they do this. So if you like it one week, you can actually do it multiple weeks if you want to and just have an incredible summer because it's going to be with a bunch of other like-minded kids, the people who like Minecraft.
I mean, it's not just like in the local area around there or the U.S. It's an international thing.
It's international, and the camp itself is located at the Bentley University near Boston.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to practice your Boston accent.
Boston. I'm going to go watch my car.
Boston.
Yeah.
Boston. Get your Boston accent.
God.
I'm from Boston. Get me a coffee here.
And it's a 2-week sleepover camp. Get your best friend to go with you. And you'll make Minecraft memories together. So head on over to computercamps.com and see more about the Imagination Computer Camps brought to you by, computercamps.com.
Yes.
Who are sponsoring Dead Workers Party.
Who are sponsoring Dead Workers Party because they're awesome. So yes. You know what? Just that.
Oh my god.
I don't even have to do it.
I haven't played Minecraft since the last time we played.
You like that one?
That was unexpected.
Yeah. That was excellent.
It's kinda
I
like
can't believe
show.
It took us 186 episodes to get that kind of, you know,
passion?
That punch. That passion.
I think,
you like it?
I think we've
journeys.
Had that before, and we were just as shocked then as well.
That was when I was doing the news and updates, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Totally different sound.
Yeah, so. Yeah. That's excellent. Okay, so it's our journeys, and...
you know, we had some really cool... Yogscast episodes go out where we are on yes. the block yes. party and some really cool stuff that we have planned for it.
We're learning a lot about
mods.
All like 255 mods that are on the server. And there's a Dartcraft that we really want to get into. There's a like force ore and like all these like force shears. Apparently you can
shear cows and stuff.
You can take some of their meat and their leather. You can take pork chops from. From pigs without
there better be
them
three-legged
knowing it.
Like, cows running around.
They don't
so
even
they don't die.
Die? No, they don't die, and it's horrible sounding, right? It's like, that's... hey, let me shave off a little bit of
are
your
you
meat,
sure
sir.
This is not hell that you're playing?
Yeah, it sounds horrible. So it's like, you take it off, and they don't even scream. They just smile at you like, hey, friend. And
it's
you're
like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it's like, I'm eating you right now.
Take as much as you want.
It's yeah.
Fine. It's fine. I got more.
Very disturbing. But that's Dartcraft. There's, you know, like I said, 255 mods. And we're just now really getting into, like, we kind of have our base pretty much set. And all of the amenities, like, we have a farm, we have our food supply going. We have a lot of, like, empty rooms just ready to set up a bunch of weird machines and stuff that we're going to kind of try to figure out next, I guess. Like, what does this do? I don't know. Put it down and see what it does. So... I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like it's a new, like we said before, last time we started playing FTB, it was like, well, it's like a new Minecraft, you know, it's crazy again. It's fun and it's neat. So I don't know.
We're on a roll. It does okay. everything.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I want you to talk to the guys at Yogscast, and I don't want to do this until you guys have fully built your amusement park.
Okay.
But I want a guest pass. So I can get in and ride the rides.
Hey.
And have a good time. And if I don't have a good time, I will be judging both of you.
Oh, okay. Geez, okay.
That sounds like a plan.
You have to have a parent or a guardian present.
I'm,
is that cool?
I'm 36.
Dude. Oh, okay. Well, you can slide. Maybe. You can slide.
We're going to put a slide.
We here. Still check IDs at the door, though. So
yeah. I have an ID.
Okay, well, all right, bring it.
I mean, I know I live
it.
In Alabama.
Bring it on.
They still hand out IDs every now and then.
Okay.
It sounds like a plan.
So yes. I'm just throwing it out there, and if they're not cool with that, that's fine. But I just like having.
Well, but also we have got to finish. I think we have one more night of recording for the Ender Files.
Yeah. I think we have more than one night because do what we need to do to be prepared to take on the Ender Dragon.
Yeah,
I think it will take more than one night.
Okay, so maybe two nights.
Yeah. Did we talk about what happened on the last episode of that? Because we were in Galveston and all this stuff last week for ArcadiaCon. We'll talk about that in a bit. But
yeah, and there'll be a new episode tomorrow of Ender Files, and you'll get to see how close we are. Like what has happened? What has transpired?
I want to talk about it. I don't want to spoil it though. For you know,
let's just say we go on a quest to actually find the stronghold.
Yeah,
we may or may not have found
it. The most important episode. You should watch the next episode.
And
unmissable.
This is a perfect segue into what I've been doing, or not doing, actually.
Yeah.
You guys have been out of town.
Yeah.
I've been working a lot. So I haven't had a chance to record another episode at AfroMonkey since we recorded the Enderfall stuff. I will be recording the next at AfroMonkey tomorrow, and I'm hopefully going to get you guys in on it, Brent and Eric. I'm not sure if Mass will be able to do it because of the time, but we'll work that out after the show.
Yeah.
But basically, I am trying to quickly build a bridge in the Nether to where we can use that to get back and forth between the different portals to get resources. Because we have resources at the outpost.
Yeah.
We have resources at the village. And then we found something that we've built another portal to that we haven't ignited that portal yet.
Right.
But a place that we want to get resources to.
Yeah.
So basically that's what the next At Afro Monkey is going to be about is, and maybe the next couple of At Afro Monkeys, because I don't know how long it's going to take us to actually accomplish this goal, but it is to basically make a network of portals in the Nether to move around in, to move resources, to basically take down the Ender Dragon.
Oh, you kind of gave it away there, but, you know.
the whole damn series is take down the Ender Dragon.
Jeez. Oh, that's right. I forgot for a second. So, yeah. So, it sounds like everybody had an exciting weekend.
Did we even ask Mass what he did?
I've just been watching E3 things and just getting massive erections over the Nintendo announcements and the PS4 announcements and stuff. So, yeah.
Is there not anything really about E3 that just really, really, really sticks out to you? Not in an erection type way?
Wow. Wow, that took a turn.
Well, he said straight up.
Any like real reason to get a PS4 until now? I feel like there's enough coming on that I will.
Like, what's the main reason now that wasn't present when the PS4 was released?
Games. There's games coming out.
What particular games, though?
Little Big Planet 3 looks pretty amazing. The Order looks great.
Well, add us to your PSN if you get there. We're dead workers.
Party. I will. Yeah, and
is that okay to give?
I played some. It's not Minecraft, but I played some Mario Kart with Deffy over the stream the other week. That was good.
Oh, I need to play with you next.
I have been seriously. My dad has a Wii. I've been seriously considering getting a PS4, but I'm on the fence because there's a lot of PC stuff that I still need to acquire. Yeah. But I really want to get a PS4 because the Dead Workers have one, you have one. Mm-hmm. I really kind of want to get one just so we can get those.
Get it on.
More than two-person multiplayer things going.
Yeah. I would say more than Tupac.
Yeah. Holographic Tupac.
Why do you always bring it back to Tupac, man?
I mean, I don't know.
He's still making albums. You kind of got to. Yeah, I mean, give it up to him. Him and Michael, I think, did a duo in the next.
Only because Tupac basically spent every moment of his life that wasn't outside where people could see him in the studio recording stuff.
Yeah.
Just waiting to release all this stuff. Because he knew
what would happen.
Yeah.
So
he could see the future.
And you know, it's probably the lubrications that we've had tonight, but we didn't even mention ArcadiaCon. Like that's where we were last week.
Yeah, and actually I was gonna branch into that, but I want
Eric. You're done, we're branching.
What Eric said.
You were doing all of this streaming,
and I'm like,
you,
I'll
at Arcadia.
Just let it slide and let Eric bring it out. To the public.
Yeah, bring it out, Eric. Pull it out. Yeah, I mean, bring it out to the public.
So we went to Galveston, Texas, a tiny little island in Texas. And it's a great little place. Ate a lot of seafood, had a lot of fun. So this was put on by MC Pro Hosting. This
Who
was a great.
Is a sponsor of the Shaft.
They are. If you need a Minecraft server, it's the place to go. MC Pro Hosting.
That's right. .com. Great little. convention. So Team Crafted was there in force, had a lot of different panels. Blame the Controller, our friend, Wolf21, and Luckland, and his wife. A lot of our friends were there.
You said Bash was there as well.
Yeah,
right?
Basher was there. He's on Team Crafted.
He just joined Team Crafted, which is big news.
So and we got that panel's up on our channel now for Team Crafted. We'll be putting up. It was really, really cool. Like, I don't know Sky that well. I've only met him a couple times. He was on the show. He seemed like a nice guy. But he always seemed like
last Minecon.
He was just like really big and like, why is this guy so big? Well, I saw at ArcadiaCon why Sky is as big as he is. It's because he really like, he truly cares about his fans, and he does everything he can to get out there and talk about his fans. There was just, like, dead air at the con. Like, there's going to be, what, 2 hours of nothing.
Right.
And he walks in, he goes, no, I'm doing a Q&A then. He was like, I'm just going to do a Q&A, fill the time as much as I can.
Yeah.
So he basically came up on stage, and they started letting people in. People streamed in. He did a Q&A for an hour and a half that went past, like, where he had to start his signing. Like, so he had to leave straight there to go straight to sign.
Yeah.
And he just answered, you know, everybody's questions, and it was really... It's just really cool to see that, like, I really learned a lot that, like, he's not just some kid that just has Minecraft in his name, and that's why he's big.
And, right. And that's really, really cool to see that amount of engagement with the fans. You know, it's not that just this, yeah, I make Minecraft videos, and I'll sign a few autographs, and I'll do a Q&A if it's scheduled.
Yeah, he could have been relaxing at H2O pool.
Yeah.
Because that's where they were staying, and it was a nice building. He could have been relaxed for a couple hours before he had to sign stuff.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, there's this lull spot that I can fill and entertain people.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll do that.
So it was, mm-hmm. it was really cool to see that, and you'll get to see it. We're going to put that up on the channel. Plus, they were all dancing and stuff, so we got that, and we're going to put that up there. It's kind of funny.
I really wish that I could have gone, but it just wasn't... Because of things that are going on with my job and stuff, I just couldn't make it. I really wanted to go. I was really looking forward to going, but things have come up at my job. I'm working on at least 3 major projects at the moment. Yeah. Yeah. And it's just not feasible for me to leave work for long periods of time at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was really looking forward to going to ArcadiaCon. Very disappointed I didn't get to go to.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. It took a long time to really get everything nailed down, so it was just like a last minute thing for us. Like a week before, we weren't even really sure we were going to be able to go. So
yeah,
everything came together in the end. But it's a good event. They're going to do it next year in a bigger place.
Yeah.
And next year, I will try to do a better job of planning ahead to get to it.
Well, we'll do a better job of locking stuff down, too, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. And basically, we were invited to go there to live stream for them and set up our computers, set up our cameras, and get the audio feed from the audio guys that was working with us. And great guys, by the way. And we just sat behind our little tables the entire weekend, never left the main stage, the main room that was that had like 2,000 chairs in it, and we streamed everything that happened on that stage. So when there wasn't anything happening on that stage, we ran and got like lunch or got food or stretched, and then sat right back down and kept streaming. Yeah. And it was kind of cool to see every single second of every single main stage panel that happened there. There was a video production panel. There was a Q&A with Sky. There was a Team Crafted. There was community management there with Mark Watson of Mojang, which is great. So many people there that had been on the Shaft before, like Cricken. Kind of somewhat recently, and also Ashley Marie, a lot of people that we've met here on the show but never actually seen in person.
Yeah,
so that was really cool. Caveman Films,
And the Aztec list goes on and on. Aztec Consulting was down there with us the whole time, helping.
Aztec was amazing.
Get people to the stream. Yeah, he was doing an incredible job of doing the social networking for us. He needed to be doing it for ArcadiaCon, but they were kind of too busy to even like hand the reins off really for that. Yeah. But he did a great job for us and just helped us out there. Got us in a touch of the Approaching Nirvana was down there. We got to talk to them for a while.
Rock. Those guys rule. Yeah, those guys are super awesome.
So hopefully we'll be able to rock out some sort of collab with them in the future.
Met them.
So that was really cool.
They knew who we were, which was really cool because I know who they are. I love their stuff. So we got together and we're just like excited to meet each other and chatted for a little bit.
And it's just one of those like awesome things is conventions in general.
Yeah.
There's all these really cool people who are going there to either talk or, in your case, work, but meet each other. And it's like, I saw this and this is kind of from a different show, but I saw this kind of when we went to the Smite launch tournament for Hi-Rez, where you see people who they've heard of you and you've heard of them, but both of you are kind of shy of each other because you know of each other, and you're like, oh, I can't go and talk to that person because they're that person.
That happens, exactly.
Yeah.
And seeing that, because I'm a very open guy, unless I need to have a wisdom tooth pulled, and then I want to punch people in the face.
Oh, hey.
But
face puncher!
If you come up and introduce yourself to me, I'll be like, hey, how you doing? I might not remember your name because I'm very forgetful.
And he might be on laughing gas or something.
But I will be very, you know, personable, you know, as much as I can.
Yeah.
And this is with anyone, depending on the current circumstances that they're under. But, you know, when you see someone who is just shy, like I met people during the Smite launch tournament that were shy to introduce themselves to you guys because they're both fans of Smite, but they're also Minecraft fans.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, just go up and talk
and
to them.
Just grab them on the ass.
Yeah.
Love that.
Well, we got a couple of people that came up to us and wanted autographs and pictures. Really cool people. And they do seem shy, you know. But it's not like we're all that, because I'm like, I'm totally shy around people that I know that are famous. I'm like, oh my god, look over there, it's so you know. And I'm like, I'm not going over there. Hell no.
And you're like, so, you know, it's like we're like, hey, let's get a picture of the approaching Nirvana. You don't want to, you know.
I know. Like, and like see, that first night, the night before the concert, they were sitting there doing the whole set. Like they were practicing.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And it was we had a private concert because nobody else was there except me
the
and Brent.
Guys
me
and, us.
And Brent and Approaching Nirvana. And those two were up there playing and this away.
Is the situations where you guys date me, because I never remember who anyone is.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, hey, what's up, dude? What's going on? Like, you're an average Joe, because to me, you are an average Joe, because I have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
Average Joes are
and
good.
And it's not an insult. It's just I'm forgetful.
Yeah.
So how did the con go? Was there a good turnaround of fans there and the stream, like, viewers and that kind of thing?
The stream was really small, I would say. Yeah. We peaked at probably about 500 or something. Yeah.
First time con, though.
Yeah, it was kind of, I think, a lack of social networking.
PR.
Like,
yeah.
You know, just without anything, there was like 50 people in there. But then Ashtek got to work, and he would see people
he
that like tweeting, like, man, I wish I could go to ArcadiaCon. And he'd be like, well, we're streaming it. And they'd be like, oh, that's awesome. And then, you know, there's one. And they'd be like, there's another one. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like he would go up each panel and be like, hey, will y'all please tweet, you know, these big YouTubers. You know, can you please tweet, you know, to come watch the stream? And then it'd be like, oh, 300.
So, like, with Sky, like, the funniest thing was, like, you know, Aztec goes up to the panel while Sky is doing his panel, like, and is like, hey, can you tweet out, you know, that the stream is going on right now? It's twitch.tv/ArcadiaCon. And of course, Sky's up there. You know, he's cool. He's a polite guy. And he's like, well, here, can you do it? And he hands him his iPhone. And Aztec's like, okay. You know, and he puts, like, @deadworkers on there, too.
Yeah.
And Sky, he's got almost a million, followers. You know?
Wow.
Like, he tweets a thing, and it hands it back to Sky. And he's like, okay, that's cool. And then after that, there was, like, about 350 new viewers on the stream, so that was great.
Oh yeah, and we got a lot of people following Dead Workers after the weekend event.
Yeah,
and Aztec rocked it for us. Thank you so much.
And Aztec's in the chat room. Hey,
and I will say, because I've already mentioned the previous tournament, our convention that we went to this year, and like we were talking when that happened that it was awesome, but if you think about it, they had a major event that was only partially convention related that was going on, which was their launch tournament for their game.
Yeah.
That brought a lot of eyes to that venue that otherwise might not have been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this convention, you know, without a outside influence like that, did fairly well.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't the best, but no convention the first year is the best.
Yeah, I think they said they at the end they had like 2,200 people. So for first year, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, some cons, I mean, that's, you know, great for like
con, so. Like cons are an interesting beast.
Yeah.
Like, it's very hard to gauge whether you had a good con or a bad con other than the amount of money that you spent putting on that con.
And how many people come the next year, I guess.
Yeah. And you know, if you're going strictly by how much money you put on a con, if you put on a con the first year and you're going strictly by the amount of money you spent and the return on that by how many people actually saw all the hard work you put into it, you'll never put on another con. Because you'll look at those numbers and go, it's not worth it. But it's one of those things that you can't go by just the first, second, maybe even the third year. It's beyond that.
Just keep on pushing it.
Yeah.
Speaking of, this is going to be a super long episode, so we might as well
push on.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
You'll never get me to do that.
That's the news beeps. That's the old school. It's like news coming across the wire, right?
Yeah.
That's what
we have
is.
Some good news here. We have the biggest update ever for the Pocket Edition 0.9.0. This is huge. This has, like, as far as I'm concerned, they're caught up.
Yeah, you think so?
I wouldn't say they're fully caught up, but I think they're, with this update, they're getting damn close.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of like really essential things like deserts and forests and jungle biomes. Like, these are things that we've had forever in the PC version.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they even have water lilies.
Water lilies. All kinds of new blocks. Water lilies. There's like 25 new blocks, 30, I don't even know. There's a ton of new blocks. Unlimited worlds now. There's
glowstone jack-o'-lanterns. Yeah, I mean, we'll just have to. You'll see in the show notes. You'll just have to look at all
the new AI is there
so
as well.
Much stuff.
Yeah,
but
it's crazy.
The thing I'm waiting on is that for the Pocket Edition and the various consoles editions, and I know, like 360 and PS3, because of limitations of hardware, can't get fully. Even to the level of the PS4 and the Xbox One.
Right.
But I'm waiting for, like, the Xbox One, the PS4, and the Pocket Edition to basically be on parity with the PC version.
Yeah.
I think all of those platforms have enough power that it is possible. On the mobile versions, whether it's iOS or Android, there are possibly devices that are on the lower end that will never be capable of hitting that point where it's on parity fully with the PC version. But the higher end devices, like I have a Nexus 5, you have
Nexus 7.
Yeah.
And an iPhone.
And an iPhone. That's
and an iPad.
That's what I was going for. with the iPhone.
Yes.
But they're on parity where I think they have enough power that they could at least reasonably run a version of the Pocket Edition that's within parity of the PC version.
Right.
And the reason why I want that is because I have this dream.
A dream.
I have this dream.
I've heard this before.
I have too.
Regardless of what platform you're playing on, you can play with your friends.
Oh.
I want, as a PC gamer, if I have a friend that's playing on the PS4, or a friend that's playing on the Xbox One, or a friend that's playing on Android or iOS, I want them all to be able to play with me. I know the experience is slightly different, especially those that are playing on mobile platforms.
Yeah, we'll be able to own them in mini games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still want to be capable of playing with them.
I feel like
we're not
like
quite
just go to
there.
Their house. Like I have a dream that one day we will like Once you're,
I got buttons too.
Once you're long dead, they're gonna have all these like roads named after you, Afro Monkey, because everybody will be playing together.
This is
Paradise Street.
This is great and all, but beautiful. We've got so much stuff to get to.
Yes, shut up.
I didn't mean that to be a tirade or anything.
No, I just
wanted.
That's beautiful.
Express that.
Let's move on.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, server monetization. So this is huge. This is, you know, all week we've heard bits and pieces down at ArcadiaCon. Couldn't hear the full thing. But all we knew was the Twitter sphere was blowing up about the EULA being changed. Grom was having fights with people on Twitter about what's going on with the thing. And we got it today, the official announcement of what Mojang wants to do with servers.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know what was going on, basically there was some discussion about how basically servers charging for anything really was against the EULA. And Mojang was just turning a blind eye to it, but there have been practices that happened to make them mad, and so they decided to kind of put some teeth in the EULA and start enforcing it. So they basically said what the rules were. You know, is what they've come down. And for the most part, it looks like the rules to me are kind of what people have been doing for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, like you can charge for, you know, cosmetic items, basically, or donations or that sort of thing. But you can't charge for, like, hey, you know,
pay to win
have a sword that does 2 times as much damage in this minigame.
Right.
Right. Anything that changes the game aspect, you can't do.
And I might be wrong, but just straight up access. Can you charge for just straight up access?
Yes,
you can. Okay.
Yes.
You have to charge everybody that same amount, though, that joins that server.
You can't have an exception. It has to be across the board.
Across the board, exactly. Yeah.
And so, I thought that meant they were saying, hey, that's doing away with the VIP stuff that they sell on most servers, but really, it's not.
Well, and as you said, it's not just access, but VIP items, basically.
Yeah, and that's basically what I think most people buy. I mean, I think the one thing it will change, I know my son got VIP on one server, and they would give you, like, you know, Craft Brothers Brawl, you can be the different creatures and stuff, like cactus and whatever. Well, if you were VIP, you could become, like, this, you know, the Withermen or something. You know, like you could become something that other people couldn't.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably a gray area because that's a game mechanic that's changing, and you can argue that they're getting an advantage, that they're buying a more powerful...
Yeah.
Yeah, Mojang really want everyone to be getting the same experience and not being able to pay for extra perks, I guess. It's that, like, they're happy with things to be aesthetic, so like particle effects and hats and pets or whatever, but not like uber swords and, you know,
anything that would give you an advantage.
And you really can't blame them for that, because even though it's a whatever mod that adds that, it's in Minecraft, and when it boils down to it, whether it's their fault or not, it looks, from the uninformed observer who might be the person that's paying the money to get this, as Mojang trying to nickel and dime people, basically.
Yeah, but Mojang's not taking any of that money.
Yeah.
At all.
Right. They're allowing you to do that.
And they instituted that rule just to make sure there is not even the appearance that it's Mojang doing that.
Well, right, and they're sick of the support requests and stuff that come to them, even though this won't really change that, and they just need to, you know, come up with a boilerplate. I mean, any company that's as big as them is going to have people emailing about crap that's not their crap, so to speak.
Yeah, and they say basically, legally, you are not allowed to make money from their products. There has been one exception to this rule so far, and that is Minecraft videos. And then they go on to say, we are about to make a second exception, Minecraft servers. And there are six things that they will allow you to do. And we can run over those really quickly. Six things. The first thing is you are allowed to charge players to access your server. And we just talked about that just 2 seconds ago. You can charge them to walk in just like you're buying a ticket to watch a movie at a theater.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. The second thing is you are allowed to accept donations. You can donate all the money that you want to a server hosting service or whatever, but you are not allowed to restrict gameplay features in an attempt to make money. So these are you can thank them in-game. You can thank them publicly for donating, but you cannot give them any kind of advantage in the game, you know.
Yeah.
No kind of potions, no kind of weapons or armor or and stuff like that. Anyway, and then the third thing, you are allowed to provide in-game advertising or sponsorship opportunities, which means you can advertise for products in your game and get paid by those advertisers. That's how we make money on YouTube, people.
Yeah.
Same thing, right?
Yeah.
And then the fourth thing, or does anybody have any comments on these? I'm just running through these.
No,
real quick.
Go through.
Cool. Okay. Fourth thing, you are allowed to sell in-game items, so as long as they don't affect gameplay. And of course, that's cosmetic things like pets, hats, and particle effects.
With one exception, capes. You're yes. not allowed to do capes at all, because that's reserved for them to
they
do
want
capes
that.
For special things.
Yeah.
So, Mojang, we're the special Shaft capes we can give to listeners of the show.
Yeah.
Right? I'll be right back.
Okay. So no capes. I know there's a billion mods for this kind of thing, but they want to reserve the right to give capes out. So the next thing is you're allowed to... you cannot charge real-world cash for in-game currency. So no conversion rate is allowed. You can't say $5 to buy an emerald, you know. No. The next thing is don't pretend to be us. Provide your customers with loads of info. You have to explain clearly that you are not Mojang and you're not connected to Mojang. They don't want, the support and the things that happen. They don't want to be held responsible for somebody doing something stupid or and also fraud. Like, don't pretend to be Mojang and then offer them a bunch of stuff and then disappear overnight. And then all of a sudden Mojang is now held responsible for whatever the crap that you, promised all these people. So, and that's should be an obvious thing, right? Like, don't pretend to be somebody else.
Right. Right.
So, anyway, and then the very last thing here is have fun.
Yeah. Well, my question is, why now? Like, servers for ages have been monetizing features and perks and access. So for them to go, guess what, guys? You can do it. It's like, well, we already are. What do you want?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think some of these servers have been doing some of the stuff that they don't like, more of the pay-to-win
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
And I think maybe they're getting support tickets about it and they're sick of it. But I don't really know what this means. Like, are they going to actually go after these? Like, at this point, like, what do they do if a server says, screw you, I'm going to sell
do it anyway?
The Sword of Death?
Yeah.
You know, are they going to actually
Sue?
Take him to court? And like,
what about all those mini games where you unlock a second row of... like the Hunger Games game, you can be an archer or a swordsman, but then if you are a VIP member and you've paid money, you unlock other classes. Like, does that count as changing the game and it's not the same for everyone else?
I think under what they're saying, and that's the thing, that's like, it's all just semantics, right, when it comes down to the court. Like, they'll just parse everything and blah, 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 but it's like, is it going to get that far? So, like, even though you go and you make these rules, it's like, so what? Like, it still takes people having to follow the rules, or they're going to have to spend time now going
enforcing
to court
it.
To enforce them. And that's like, seems like really hard to do. Like, do they go to court in Sweden, or do they go to court in America? Like,
yeah, international law, you know?
Like, and where does it go from there? Can they lock down people so they can't play on certain servers somehow? And if they do that, I think that would even be...
Mojang makes enough money, and people are making a living off Minecraft, whether it be making videos or servers or whatever. And, like, people are only going to put money where they want to spend it. So if I want to spend money to have the Sword of Death in a server, like, I should be allowed to. And, like, why would Mojang bother chasing me up and making sure that the server that I'm on isn't letting people do that?
Yeah.
If they want that to happen. It's just a way of making people go, well, I'm just going to build my own game with the features that I'm asking people to pay for, and they will pay for it because they already are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is a hard one for me because, like, I mean, we've met different people at Mojang. I mean, pretty much, you know, most of them, and for the most part, they're all great people, and I love them as people, and I love the game, and I love, you know, this and that. But I don't know about this. To me, this just is just kind of like you said, it's like you're trying to make these rules about servers that are. I mean, these are people paying for these servers that you've given them. I mean, that's part of the game is you give the server file out to, and you let people mod them, and you let people do this. It's like, and now you're saying, hey, well, you can't do that. It's our game, so you can't. Well, what about like Gary's mod? Like they, you know, it's like Gmod Towers. You can buy stupid items for your house or whatever, and a gun to shoot people and. You know, all this stuff. And what if Gary said, I don't want you to do that with my game. Would that be okay?
Well, and not even like, just Tower. I mean, Tower encompasses such a small portion of all the mods that have been made for Gary's mod.
Right.
So just to say uniformly, oh, yeah, we don't want you to make any profit off of this. Not that many Gary's mod or even really... Minecraft mods are trying to directly make a profit off of anyone, but to say you can't after allowing it for so long, is unreasonable. It's silly. At best.
People have already paid for your game, Mojang. Like, just leave it.
Well, and people
if
have
you
already
want more
paid
people to
these...
play your game, you got to have these fun servers that. And they cost money to run.
Well, and people have already paid for these services.
What else have we got to talk about? Because I'm bored of this subject.
But like, are you telling me that like my son paid VIP for a server and he's gotten all these things? That's why he bought the VIP for that server. But now they got to take that all away. Can he ask for his money back now?
Yeah,
I know.
You know,
yep.
And if that's the case, then these servers are screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because so many other people just ask for the money back I think really, if they want to fight this, what they should do is just make Mojang servers that have mini games just like these servers, but the best mini games, and it has the rules they want people to follow on them. And if that's what people like, then that's what people will play. It's like, let people play the game how they want to play it.
Yeah, like, if they really wanted to enforce this, then it had to have been done well before now. Like, the genie is already out of the bottle, and it's going to be...
It's got out of hand.
Very difficult,
and now they're
impossible
to
put it back in.
Stop it back in!
No,
nah, unlimited
no point
cosmic power!
I agree.
Yeah.
And this is harder, because, you know, we're supposed to have Notch on in just a few months on the episode 200, and...
Yeah.
You know, I'll have to ask him, you know, point blank about this. And you know.
Yeah.
Not really. I
We won't Cliff remember.
I can do it from over here because he can't reach out and touch me. So I'll ask him all the hard questions.
All the hard questions. There we go. Okay, so let us know what you think in the comments about the server monetization in EULA and the changes. And if you think it's going to make a difference or if everything's going to be the same.
Interesting stuff. So... You know, E3, you know that thing that happens every year in the summertime.
Yeah.
Usually around my birthday. Mm-hmm. Actually, on my birthday, they had all kinds of conferences. And the PS4 announcement trailer got released. The Minecraft PS4 trailer, it looks like Minecraft. It you know, it has the...
Which you would hope it would be.
It has the quad screen. You know, it has the quad screen, the local co-op, you know, it has all the good stuff. Well, it's been... It's out. It's going to be out in August. It's official.
Cool.
PS4, baby. Minecraft. There you go. Bam.
Bam.
Also, in the news, Well, this one
is exciting.
This one is kind of cool, and this one kind of crept up on everybody because this isn't, you know, official, like, in the news headlines or whatnot, but Yebby Jeb. So he tweeted on June 3rd. He said, "I'm working on a new hostile mob. It lives underwater. It's not a shark. It's going to be nasty. But currently doesn't do much." And then a week later on June 8th, he said, "The mob I'm working on has a ranged attack and kills squid as well as players. On hard difficulty, a diamond armor is recommended.
Full diamond armor.
A full diamond recommended. Ting ting." And then he said, "As well as a potion of water breathing, obviously, having a helm with a respiration enchantment helps you see underwater too." So this is some evil thing.
Okay,
that
let's go around the table.
It hits you really hard.
What do you think it is?
Some sort of Loch Ness monster.
Afro, what do you think it is?
Kraken-esque monster.
Maz, what do you think it is?
Yeah, I'm Kraken all the way. Yep, definitely.
I'm going with Merman. Or some kind of
mermaid, creature. Like
actually, mermaid
something?
Would be the most interesting
Wait,
out of those
did you say
options.
Mermaid?
Merman, mermaid, oh, whatever. Okay. Mer creature.
Yeah.
My thing is, it has a ranged attack. Like, what creature underwater has a ranged attack?
If it has a long tentacle,
like acid,
it could.
Like spitty. Oh, tentacles. Okay.
Is that a range? Do you launch your tentacle?
Well, I wouldn't say melee. You launched it, but it has a long range from the main body of the beast.
I read like cutting off. So I read range like a bow or like a harpoon. And so I'm thinking, what would have a harpoon?
Like a long melee or a projectile.
I think a merman would have a harpoon.
Like, I think it's some sort of like a spitting, like it spit something
it's
at
Scuba
you.
It's Scuba Steve! With his harpoon!
But this kind of addresses one of the main complaints and requests that we've had on the shaft.
Every week we're like, put something, put the Kraken
almost
in
every
the ocean.
Week.
We've said that every week.
In the game.
We get a request for more.
Either put Kraken in the game or rum. One or the other.
Okay, well, Moshank, you need to just hire us to be your team that tells you what you should put in your freaking game because we have the pulse on the community
they really
of what everybody
they
wants.
They
want
to pay people to boss them around and tell them what to do. That sounds good.
But
if they want it done right, yes.
Put pirates and rum in the game. Put booty in there, too.
Ooh, maybe it is a pirate. They have guns.
Booty.
I think it would be more natural than pirates, but...
Yeah.
Like Kraken or mermaids.
Watch it be like a stupid clam that spits pearls at you.
Silverfish. Laser clam. I mean, they put some weird things in the game, right? Like silverfish.
Well, that's the other thing. It could just be a random creature that they made up.
An
Enderman, right?
And an ocelot. What is the deal?
That's real.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's a real creature, but an ocelot, really? Like, why not, like, you know, like a mountain lion? Why not a tiger? Why not something common, right?
Maybe they made
this might be an unusual animal.
Maybe they made a cat model and it's like, that really isn't a lion, dude.
Well, because he based one of the models off his own cats, right?
Davy Jones
locker that spits
combinations at you. The lead singer of the Monkees.
I don't think that's
underwater. Hey, we're the Monkees.
And he's throwing guitar strings at you. He's like, ding.
That's just freaking stupid.
Anyway.
I'll be honest.
But,
that was the worst idea I've ever heard come out of your mouth, Eric.
It's going to be a winner.
I wish I had access to the bumpers.
I will say, to finish my thought, we've had so many comments that we
need
more.
Let's back it up here.
More mods.
That's terrible.
In the oceans of Minecraft. And this perfectly, at least right now.
Perfectly.
In this perfect
coral reef.
We don't know all the details, so we can't say how perfectly, but this sounds like they're trying to address that niche that there needs to be more dangerous mobs in the ocean.
Yeah,
because definitely.
Currently,
it's way too safe
there
in there.
There are none.
Yeah.
Every now and then, there might be a skeleton like bobbing up and down in the water
but
shooting
you.
Or
every now and then, you have a squid that breaks your boat.
Well, and that's probably my worry is it'll be something that comes up to the top. Like, I don't want to have to be riding a boat and have to worry about things shooting me all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would prefer
a safer boat.
Yeah, we need
not
boats.
Not a more dangerous boat. Not a boat that whatever they put in the game, it's more easily destroyed.
Yeah, we need iron boats.
This is an excavation station.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. So maybe we should move on and do this.
Stop it. All right. Stop talking about boats.
Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions.
Audible.
Yeah.
Sweet. Audible. And Netflix.
And Netflix.
So, listener contributions brought to you by audible.com/
Yeah, you can go to audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty and actually get a free month and a free book. We actually started listening to a book on the way down from to Arcadia Con.
Yeah, we listened to a book. We listened to two books. We listened to, we just kept surfing through.
Which books did you listen to?
Oh, boy. Who was that? Who did you start? We started listening to a book from you.
I started playing one of the Myth series. But it was something that like you can't listen to just in the middle, so I stopped playing it for Eric. But I thoroughly enjoyed it while it was playing.
Yeah. I have been listening to David Brin stuff.
David Brin.
He wrote the Uplift Wars, which is a two sets of trilogies in that series. And David Brin was the same guy that wrote The Postman, which I hear the book is much better than the movie.
Yeah.
Basically about a bunch, basically humanity encounters extraterrestrial life, and they have this whole galactic society that humanity was not part of, and we kind of get thrust in the middle of that, and zaniness ensues, depending on your definition of zaniness.
Zaniness! Yeah. Blowing up worlds.
We listened to Richard Wiseman. Richard Wiseman is a wise man.
Was that the psychology
just a clever name?
Yes, and psychology is amazing. You know, really cool. It's a scientific study of mental function and behaviors. I love psychology so much. I never went to school for it, but it's just fascinating. And Richard Wiseman is one of my number one picks for just like learning about experimentation with like mass experimentation. And we're talking about doing studies with you know, tens of hundreds of people to study, you know, how humans behave and what really happens in our brains. And it's just, it's awesome. It makes you learn more about yourself and about life. And it's really great. Anyway, so just play straight up, just do a search for Richard Wiseman on Audible, and he makes like, he's got probably like 15 books on Audible right now.
And after the study, it actually made us do something.
Yeah.
Like it was that like big and that like monumental in our lives that you can actually go to our YouTube channel, Dead Workers Party, and see a change now. Bam. You can see a change today that has happened because of Wiseman himself.
You
too can listen to it. And my suggestion, if you go to audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty.
Dead Workers Party.
Yeah.
You get a free credit with that.
Yes.
And a free month of their subscription.
Yep. Free book. Free. Just do it. Just do it, man.
Yeah.
Jesus. Just do it.
Do it. Okay. So start off with this one.
What's wrong with you?
All right. Terrence Gamer 1 submitted this.
Just that.
Terrence Gamer 1.
Hey guys, Terrence Gamer here. I spent all night watching your streams on ArcadiaCon, and it was fun. Me and my buds wanted to go there to meet our fave YouTubers, including you guys.
Oh,
but
shucks.
Sadly, we had our final exams. Anyways, I hope you guys all had a great time and eat a sushi.
Thank you very much. I put that in there. It's just a kind of shout out to us, but it's cool.
We didn't eat any sushi. We did eat
a lot of seafood.
And we also ate at no places that we had ever eaten before. That was our deal.
I actually was going to ask you guys if you managed to keep that pact, if you could eat at no place that you've ever eaten before.
We did. Driving there, even in the car, even in Huntsville before we left to go there.
Yeah.
In Huntsville, we found a place that we'd never eaten at. We're like, we're starting now.
And they have the best boneless chicken wings.
Yeah,
they're
you wouldn't
crazy.
Where you wouldn't was believe
it?
Like
Buffalo's.
It was called Buffalo's.
Or Bison's Cafe.
No,
is
Bison's.
What it's called.
Yeah,
that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it was so amazing doing
what
that. Like,
what side of town was that?
It's in Madison, right in front of the Publix on
so
the old highway.
You and my stomping ground, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Right at the end of third, it's right there in front of Publix. Bison's.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to go there.
Yeah, it was good. So, yeah, the only place we repeated was the Tender's place.
What?
The Tender's place. The last day we ate at, what's it called? Raising Cane's.
Oh, we ate there twice in a row.
Because they gave us a coupon.
But it was new to us. We'd never been there, but it was so good we went back to it.
Well,
we
but they gave us a coupon for a buy one, get one free. But they're not in Huntsville. Or they're all south. So, like, we were just leaving, like, Mississippi and looking for dinner. We're like, hey, there's a Raising Cane's. Let's go use our coupon. So we ate there twice.
I
but everywhere else is different.
I think technically that's acceptable because on this particular trip you had never eaten there before this trip.
Exactly.
So I'm going to allow that one. Okay, I'm going to allow that one.
Yay. Hey, we got a thing for that. Okay.
awesome. So read this next one, Maz.
Mazzy.
Okay. Super Mastodo says, hey guys, I wanted to send an suggestion for your Endophile series. Oh, we're listening. Which I love, by the way. Every new episode, you should change it onto someone else's perspective. Like the next step, it would be Eric's, and on the next one, it would be Afro's. Something like that. I hope you like this idea, and keep the videos coming. P.S. My name is Super Mastodon, not Sugar Mastodon, silly.
Did I say that? Sugar. What's that, Sugar?
Sugar. Sugar Mastodon.
I would agree
sugar,
with that, sugar. Other than the fact that when we record
Sugar Mastodon,
files, we're usually here, and for me to record my perspective is a bit difficult because my laptop is...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing that kind of goes into it is when we do the Enderfiles, we're kind of free-flowing a little bit, so we're not actually sure where the end of the episode's going to be or where the start of the next one. We just record for a set amount of time. Sometimes we try to end it.
Well, I think what he's going at...
It's a good idea, but it's just something that I don't think...
I think what he's going at mostly is having a different person for each episode, not necessarily the individual parts, but
the
full episode. But also, there's another huge drawback other than... my computer being crap, and then we're not knowing where stuff is going to begin and end. But also, the way we record audio, you would only get Eric's audio.
Right. Exactly.
So, that's usually true. It's best to just get Eric's perspective because it will perfectly match with the audio as opposed to getting me, Brent, or Maz's perspective, which I have a tendency of wandering off. I admit it.
You wander,
and if you got my perspective, you might have me wandering off by myself.
Yeah. So there's that audio
with no audio that matches what's happening around where I am.
Long story short, no, we can't do it. Quad in the chat room has pointed me to Jeb's Instagram, and if you check out my camera right now, this is a teaser for the underwater mob. Oh. So is anybody want to change their... minds on what it could be. I'm still going with a squiddy kraken type thing.
But yeah, so
I don't see a mob in that picture.
It's a one-eyed green freak.
Yeah.
Do I have the wrong image?
I don't have an image at all. What's
look
going
at,
on?
Look at my face. Look at my face.
So it could be some sort of... it's almost like a squid.
Yeah.
But, I'm thinking a kraken of some sort. I think it might have a lot of like. Maybe
I see like glowstone with wood or something.
Okay, now I see it. And I think.
Oh.
I think because they specifically mentioned that it could kill squids, I'm thinking more of a kraken type deal.
Yeah.
Or a water cyclops.
Interesting.
What if it's do octopus have only one eye?
I think they do.
Octo eye. No,
that's like a cyclops.
Singularity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
But an octopus or a kraken, because really, if you think about it, a kraken isn't that much different than an octopus, except it's extremely large.
Just bigger.
Yeah.
Bigger and
fierce. It might be like an underwater ghast, except the tentacles come out the side maybe and fire lasers.
Yeah. That's
a, Let's say
we'll see.
Yeah,
that looks good. Like,
Aztec says starfish. That's a possibility.
A
like
starfish.
I think most in the area that we're thinking of are similar beasts, slightly different shape, but still the same rudimentary parts.
Yeah,
which would be like octopus, starfish. Something along those lines.
Yeah,
we will see, I suppose.
Cool. Good old Coconut says,
"Howdy, Shaft. Coco here. I just like to tell y'all that me and my cousins love listening to y'all podcast. We've actually been listening since ye old Republic, and yeah, we're totally great supporters. I hope y'all have a great time at ArcadiaCon. Thanks, and more power to all of y'all there in the DWP headquarters."
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank ye old you. Republic, oldie times.
Y'all be welcome.
A long time ago, we did that one, but thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you. This next one is from Jake Morris.
Ooh,
hello.
That's dear Shafters, name. Shafties, Shaftheads. So lately, I've been looking into starting a podcast of my own with some friends. Hopefully, not about Minecraft.
Wait, why not hopefully? What?
It's a Loch Ness monster.
Geez.
Get off that turf.
I'm changing it because that's like a tentacle with the eye on it. And that's the end of the tentacle. That's what that square is.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Their podcast is about the Loch Ness monster?
Yeah, but you know,
like,
what I'm talking about?
Like, rewind.
It's like this will be like the little sea creature that walks around and the eye is on the end of the tentacle.
I'll wait till he finishes.
That's freaky.
And I'll
get it?
Yeah,
that's what it is. Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, okay, sorry.
Bastards.
All right.
Go ahead. What
continue.
Were we saying?
Continue.
Let's start those.
So lately, I've been looking into starting a podcast of my own with some friends. You being experts on the matter. Okay.
Experts.
Or at least very qualified space monkeys. I was wondering what advice you had to a newbie and how you respond when people ask, "I want to make a podcast. How do I do that?" Also, what is your opinion on the matter of equipment to start out with? Do you subscribe to the idea that you should try to scrounge up for the best that you can get a hold of using what you have on hand, or in between, keeping firm, hard, and solid? Keep is firm, hard, and solid.
What the hell is going on?
That's exactly what it says. Keep is firm, hard, and solid.
Keith?
Keep.
Like his friend Keith is firm, hard, and...
keep. As in, I keep this beer.
Keep it firm,
I keep.
Keep it firm.
Keep it firm.
Hard.
But
hard,
it
swallow?
Yeah.
It said is. You can curse at me in the dock all you want. It said is.
And then the shaft, that is.
The shaft, maybe he really was saying what I said.
And that's from Jake Verobrain.
Oh, very good question. Very good question. So
I will say from my experience is, it is nice to have all the nice equipment. Mm-hmm. Like an audio board and the nice mics and stuff like that. But if you can get decent quality audio from what you have, wait until you're popular before you start spending the big bucks.
Wait until you're popular. Well, the way I see it is like...
Popular!
You've got
to be popular!
So use software to make your audio sound really nice and clean. And that's really easy because just go to YouTube and look up tutorials and just figure out how to do it. You can do it for free. You don't have to spend a dime. Audacity is actually really good. There's a lot of really free VSTs out there. And those are audio plugins like expanders and compressors. All that stuff is free. All the knowledge is free. There's absolutely no reason your audio shouldn't sound like pristine and perfect. The only reason to spend a lot of money, like we do here, I mean, we have a lot of equipment here. It's for the speed and it's for the workflow. Like for the amount of podcasts that we do.
Let me surmise what you're about to say.
What?
Basically, buying a lot of equipment that's expensive alleviates you having to do all this in post.
Exactly, exactly. So you're going to have to spend a lot of time, and you're going to, I mean, it's going to be very tedious work. But do that until you get money to get all this stuff. And then once you get all the great equipment, most of the stuff is taken care of real time with processors, and it's just, it's a lot easier. But it's not like you have to be, you know, it's, I mean, I hate to tell people you don't have to go to school, but really you don't have to go to school for this. All the information is on the internet. It's free. There's just no reason not to do it. If you have the passion to do it, then you, I mean, you're set. Good to go, right? So
get the best audio sound you can get on what you got.
Yeah.
And
try hard. Try hard to do it. You can do it.
Content is king.
Yeah.
Like, like just pray. Hey, you don't need to like put up a show and like have this great show or whatever before you just try it. Just do it. Get with your friends. Just talk about something
And actually
and record on whatever you got, and then just slowly start tweaking what you're doing, getting better mics, getting a better recorder, getting a better whatever, and slowly progress up the chain. We're actually working on a Kickstarter where we're going to teach you how to podcast and even make money doing it. So keep an eye out for that. And
That's right. We'll go
through all this in like super detail.
And the best advice outside of that that we can offer is don't be immediately discouraged.
Yeah.
You might not gain a lot of popularity at first, but if you're putting out quality content and in an entertaining fashion, then you'll get some followers. It might be not as much as you would hope, but if you continue doing that and continue working to improve it, then you'll gain more and more followers until you have enough to where it can at least sustain itself. It might not be able to pay your bills,
right,
but it will sustain itself.
And you know, you always have some a built-in audience. When I started making content when I was a little kid, my parents, my mom and my dad. I know that sounds lame, but you always have an audience. You always have somebody to listen to your stuff, right? So just build
that's
it bigger
weird.
And bigger.
That's
I know,
weird.
It's totally lame.
Yeah, my parents won't listen to anything.
My parents won't listen to anything.
I mean, I'm talking like I was 8 years old, like 10 years old.
It's if I were like talking about this quality equipment.
When you're in your 30s, that doesn't work so well.
Yeah, your parents are just like, so what's this dead workers?
I mean, I don't really.
So you don't have a real job anymore? You're just, what? Like, how is that? So you're going to be borrowing money when? When are you going to go? But it's funny, we're talking about, like, all this high-quality equipment, and I look over the screen when I'm, like, full screen, and there's this line that's going down, crappy-ass camera that I'm using here. Just quality, baby. Just quality.
Yeah.
Why?
You'll never have perfect. Nobody.
By the way, have
perfect equipment.
If you
ever
figure out before we do how to make a stellar podcast on a low budget, please let us know.
We've done it. It's easy.
One of the keys I'll give that guy is start with a maybe half hour or no more than an hour podcast, and don't pre-stream for 2.5 hours as well.
What are you trying to say?
That's called
community.
Rather be doing something else.
That's investment in community right there.
That's it. That's the ticket.
Let's move on here.
What's the next one? But thanks for your email message. Anyway.
Hope we help.
So this next one here is from Quartz. Says, hi, you guys. Quartz here. I've been listening to y'all since Control Point. And I'm just wondering if you got something planned for your 1,000th video on YouTube. Thanks, and more power to Dwip.
Yeah.
Actually,
how close are you?
Yeah.
Probably closer than...
Did you realize?
Like, technically, we're over 1,000 if
yeah,
all
we're
the
like
videos.
Yeah, we're like 983. Yeah, technically, like, the private and the unlisted were 1,030-something, because I just checked.
I think, are skipping that mile marker, and we've got an idea for our 100K video.
Yeah. We could do two videos, one for each. Or
maybe they'll fall on the same video.
If we can make them go at the same time.
I don't think that'll happen.
100K subs and 1,000 videos, mm-hmm. that would be.
I think you should do it that way anyway. And if you don't hit one of those milestones, f*** them.
Oh, wow. Whoa. You've got a lot of work this week, Eric.
I do, yeah. Sorry. That's
I like making Eric work every now and then.
But before I do that, do we have time for this? Have we been rolling for like 2 hours at this point? Feels like it.
Jeez.
How long have we been rolling?
Hour and 22.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So
how many do we have?
Four, five.
So
really quickly.
I just gotta say thanks to everybody for listening to the show.
Yeah, let's do it next time, I guess.
We'll do these next time.
This was a packed show. It was so a packed stuff show. With the eulogy.
Wow. Well, and you have to remember, we didn't do a show last week.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of stuff to catch up on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is and Mustard on. Good. And there was even more stuff that we kind of wanted to talk about, but didn't actually get.
Oh, the free the net web thing?
Reset the net.
Yeah, good. I'm glad we didn't talk.
We didn't talk about that. That's another thing. Anyway, this has been a great show. It's great to be back. Wow. And we got a lot of work to do.
This first shout out to us. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Quick shout outs here from Madam Dora. Hey, guys. I would just like to tell y'all that my children and my little nieces like Minecraft, and I told them about your show, and they seem to love it very much. From Eric's jolly laugh, Brent and Afro's fabulous hair, and Maz's epic accent, love from Spain.
Thank you very much.
Spain.
Yeah,
I hope they like bleeps this week.
Yeah.
I know. And then another one from Italy. You want to read this one, Mazzy? From Italy?
I closed the dock. I closed it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Hey guys. Elfamir here. I've been a fan of your shows for years and love all the work you do. Also, I joined the Shaftlands and found some great people there. Wonderful community. Just wanted to let you know you have fans in Italy.
Italy!
And actually, in the near future, I'm going to be recording some more Afromonkey adventures in the Shaftlands.
Yes. Do it.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Do it. We got a lot of people all over the world that listen to the show, so you can too. Get your stuff in here by going to submit.devworkers.com. Send us a note. Give us a question. Sing us a song. Give us a love poem.
Are we even still doing the art contest?
Always. Keep sending them in.
Shart.debtworkers.com if you want to be entered into our art contest.
And by the way,
surely just send it to the submit thing, really. Come on now.
Well, yeah.
And thanks for everybody for watching the Arcadia Con stream. And also, thanks for all the happy birthdays. I had a birthday on June 9th, and it was incredible.
Oh.
Thanks to Mary and Eggs for presents and dinner in New Orleans.
Thank you for dinner.
It was awesome. Thanks to Aztec for saving the year.
Aztec is just awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, MC Pro Hosting, for having us at Arcadia Con.
Yes.
And apparently, happy birthday to one of our previous guests.
At this time tomorrow for a full E3 recap on the Dead Workers Twitch channel. That's a thing.
Three words, Maz.
My big horse.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. Everything tastes better with The Shaft.